And we're back set for this one to get started. We'll say thanks to some of the boosters helping to bring your ball game tonight. For the Alton Lady Comets, the boost in the Lady Comets is Simpson's True Value in Alton, the Clary Funeral Homes, Alton Thayer and Mammoth Spring, Thayer Walmart, Allen Supported Living, and Thayer Ready Mix. And your Thayer Lady Bobcat boosters include the State Line Plaza Restaurant and Fuel Center, True Value in Napa Auto Parts in downtown Thayer, Fred O'Neill, attorney at law, and the 11 Point River Title Company of Thayer, the First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring, along with the Carter Funeral Homes in Thayer and West Plains, Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer, the Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer, and we'll add in right there Thayer Plant Food and Thayer Farm Center. Hadley Meyer and Allie Willard set to jump it up. Ball's in the air, and we are underway, and the Thayer Lady Bobcats will control the tip. Lady Bobcats again wearing the white, trimmed in green. And the old Lady Comets wearing the blue, trimmed in the Comet Gold. We're underway here in the third place game of the Battle of the Water Tournament. They are working around the perimeter. They'll dump it inside to Hadley Meyer. Meyer, the big sophomore, gets tied up in there. She tries to make a move. That's a good defensive play by Kinsey Smith for the Alton Lady Comets. And the possession goes to the Alton Lady Comets. They are going to employ a little full court pressure here, the 2-2-1. And the Comets break it, got up to Willard. Willard goes to Lainey Warren. She tries to get to the basket. Bobcats cut her off, gives outside to Evan Montgomery. Three-point shot on the way is no good. A loose ball coming out to Abby Bowers. She'll run it up the floor. It's a three-on-one for Thayer. They got it, oh, inside. And we get a kick ball by the defense. And good job by Allie Willard to hustle back and get in the middle of the lane. Thayer had a three-on-one, didn't score off of it. And it'll be Donahue to trigger it in for the Lady Bobcats as the ball was kicked. He'll bring it in the corner. Oh, almost intercepted. Then goes off the hands of Kinsey Smith out of bounds. Kinsey's really quick. Does a nice job of getting into those passing lanes and disrupts passes all night long. So Thayer inbounded again down under the bucket. Got it into Donahue. She's on the wing on the left side. Swings it right side to Larson. Now Bowers on the right side wing. Abby bounces it out top to Pounders. Now back around the Donahue. Thought about the three, doesn't take it. Excuse me. Gets it back top. Lady Bobcats working the clock here. 15 seconds on the play clock, and then they throw it away. Abby Bowers tried to go the skip pass all the way across the floor, and it goes out of bounds off the hands of the Thayer Lady Bobcats. So Alton's got it back. We've played a minute, no score here in the third place game of the Battle of the Border Girls Tournament. Alton breaks the full court press, got the ball down to Mock. Mock at the three-point line, gets it outside to Montgomery. Evan will take it out between the circles and start the offense from there. 20 seconds on the play clock. We're in Arkansas. At Arkansas High School, playing with a 35-second clock this year. And I really like it. Here to Willard with a move from the low blocks for Alton. Her pass is going to be deflected, now picked off by the Lady Bobcats. They get up to Abby Bowers in front of everybody. Abbott couldn't get a shot. Now they feed it inside to Meyer. Meyer sweeping across the lane with a dribble, and the ball's taken away by Evan Montgomery. Here come the Lady Comets again. I told you in the pregame, these two teams know each other. And I mean, hardly anybody can make a move without somebody else knowing already where they're going to go and what they're going to do. Ball goes to Mackenzie Smith. She drives the baseline for Alton. Shot is no good. Rebound, Hadley Meyer for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. So 2 minutes into the first quarter, no score here at the Mammoth Spring High School gym. Bowers to Donahue to Larson in the corner for Thayer. Lady Bobcats will swing it back outside for Bowers. Abby works it to the top of the key. Now they'll reset with 17 on the shot clock. Ball go in the low corner, left corner for Larson. Back out to Bowers. Now Larson's got it again. Trying to kick it to the high post to Donahue. Ball poked away by the defense. Loose on the floor. Lainey Warren has got it. She drives to the bucket and misses a shot. And Katie Pounders brings it down for Thayer on the rebound. Thayer trying a long pass down the court. That one is intercepted by Mock. Mock will get it out to Evan Montgomery. Thayer still in the full court pressure, even after a steal. They're staying with their teammates in the full court. Alton with it now in the half court set, and there's a travel on Kinsey Smith. And a substitution for Thayer, Jocelyn Tucker will check in. Hadley Meyer comes out. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats will inbound the ball with 5:18 to go in the first quarter. No score here in the third place game of the girls division of the Battle of the Border Tournament. Good crowd on hand. Abby Bowers gets the ball off the inbound, taking it to the rack, now dumps it off to Donahue outside the Pounders. Katie for three, that one is no good. We're gonna get a whistle and a foul on the rebound. That's gonna be on Maddie Donahue. Well, the first whistle of the night for a foul goes against the Thayer Lady Bobcats. 3 minutes gone by. there in the first quarter, no score. Alton working against the Lady Comet full court, or the Lady Bobcat full court press, and they get it down the floor, but Warren couldn't hang on, and the ball goes out of bounds. Laney Warren couldn't quite bring in the high lob pass, and now Alton with full court pressure. Farrell inbound it to Abby Bowers, the sophomore, weaves her way up the floor. Taking it all the way in the middle of the basket, or the middle of the lane, kicks it outside. Back to Larson for three. That one's good. Haley Larson. Next one down from downtown, and the Thayer Lady Bobcats take the 3-0 lead over the Alton Lady Comets. That's a good look by Bowers to Larson for the wide open shot. Alton breaks the full court pressure. Allie Willard moves with it on the dribble down into the lane. Her shot is too hard off the back iron, and the rebound taken by Donahue for Thayer. To Larson, ahead of the pack, now leaves it for Pounders on the wing, and they'll reset to Bowers. Bowers going to Donahue. She has it knocked away again by Kinsey Smith, but Bowers gets it back for Thayer. Nice pass in the middle to Haley Larson for the lay-in. Oh, beautiful feed from Bowers to Larson for the layup. And it's 5-0. Thayer Lady Bobcats with the early lead. Come the Lady Comets. Willard with it off the blocks. She gives it up and now goes, gets on her high post position. Coach Stephanie Miller of the Alton Lady Comets shouting instructions with 17 on the shot clock. Lady Comets go to Warren. Warren on the right side. Gives it down the corner to Mock. Her three-point shot is up, and it's good! Jaden Mock hits a three for Alton. They're finally on the board with 3:42 to go, and here's almost a steal in the backcourt by Alton. But a foul is going to be called on the Lady Comets. Foul's on number 20, Kinsey Smith. And she got Abby Bowers on the arm trying to poke that ball away. So Thayer will inbound it. Fresh 35 on the shot clock. And with 3:40 to go in the first quarter, Thayer with a 5-3 lead and bring it into the front court. Ball goes on top to Tucker. Tucker swings it right side to Pounders. She gives it right back to Tucker at the high post. She'll swing it back out to Pounders. Now inside to Donahue. Couldn't find a shot. Kicks it out to Pounders. Pounders with a penetration and lost the handle. Goes out of bounds. And Alton making some wholesale change here. Number 5 checking into the game, Jaylee Reese. And number 3, Callie Steele. And Thayer making a substitution. Katie Pounders will come out. And freshman Shaylee Peterson will check in for the Lady Bobcats. 3:21 to go, first quarter, 5-3. Thayer with the lead. Alton will inbound against the full court pressure. Got it to Evan Montgomery. Weaves her way up around the double team. Gives the ball over to Mock. Mock gets tied up now and going to have to hurry. And the ball stolen by Larson, who will drive for the lay-in. Haley Larson with a big first quarter. She's got 7. And here's Steele up by Thayer on the inbound. Got it inside. And the bucket is up and good for Abby Bowers. Thayer got the steal. Bowers with the bucket. And Alton wants a timeout. 9-3. Thayer Lady Bobcats with the lead. 3 minutes to go, first quarter. We'll be back to the Battle of the Border tournament in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
4 excellent reasons to choose Knox Orthopedics. Doctors Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin. They're trained and highly experienced in handling a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. Using on-site X-ray, MRI, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment plan. Rediscover the joy of life, pain-free and productive. Appointments available in Mountain Home, West Plains, Salem, and Harrison. Visit KnoxOrthopedics.com for more information.
And we're back at the Battle of the Border tournament. Coach Stephanie Miller called that timeout quickly. Thayer Lady Bobcats really starting to roll now. They lead at 9-3. Remember, it took 4 minutes on the first quarter clock before either team scored. Now in the last minute, Thayer scored 9 and Alton scored 3. At 9-3, Alton again against the full court pressure. They get up to Montgomery, and Evans going to be fouled. I believe that'll be on, and it is on, Haley Larson. Will be her first of the game. Second team foul on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. They're still going with a full court pressure here. Montgomery in the backcourt takes her time, gets the ball up across the timeline to Willard. She got it down inside for Reese, who scores. Jaylee Reese with their first two off the bench. And Alton here, a little half-court trap, and the Lady Bobcats will drive around it and get a foul call. Evan Montgomery going to be called for the foul. Will be her first, trying to cut off Abby Bowers going up the sideline. Abby got a step on her. And Bowers, or excuse me, Montgomery called for the push. So Thayer working the offense now off the whistle. 2:30 to go in the first quarter. Thayer goes to the high post to Donahue. Maddie swings it back down the corner to Larson. Now out to Bowers. Bowers over to Tucker, and Tucker shoots a three, and it's no good, and the rebound is off the hands of the Alton Lady Comets. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball. Tucker, Peterson, Larson, Bowers, and Donahue in the game right now for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Alton playing defense on the inbound play. They're going to have to hurry. They finally get it in to Larson. Leads it around to Bowers on the right side wing, just right around the three-point line. Kicked it on the left side now to Donahue. Maddie gathers it in, feeds it to Tucker, back to Donahue in the corner. Donahue back out to Bowers. 22 seconds to go on the play clock. Here's a give in the corner to Donahue, who nails a three. Donahue from way deep in the corner. And Thayer leads it now 12-5. And Alton trying to break the full court pressure, and they threw it away again. Tried to make the pass from the half court line all the way to the other side of the court on the side. Threw it over the head of Laney Warren. Thayer will inbound again. A little bit of pressure back there by the Alton Lady Comets and the Lady Bobcats. Play catch with it and get up across the timeline. Feed it over to Larson. Thought about the shot. Doesn't take it. Feeds it around the horn. Now down low to Peterson, the freshman. Bounces it over to Larson. Slides down the baseline and scores. Wow, the freshman Peterson with a nice look and got Larson wide open for the layup. Thayer leads it now 14-5. Excuse me, Alton Lady Comets with it in the backcourt. And we're going to get a whistle and another timeout. And of course, Stephanie Miller, head coach, and what was the 10-second call? Wow, that was a quick 10 seconds, and Thayer causing all kinds of problems with the full-court pressure. I thought Coach Miller was going to call a timeout. She was way out on the court. She goes back and sits down. Thayer inbounds the ball, already with a 9-point lead. Lady Bobcats working around the perimeter. Peterson gives it in the corner to Donahue. She hit a three from there. Now Bowers with a long one. It's good! Abby Bowers with her first three-pointer of the night. Thayer Lady Bobcats have hit three threes, and they lead it 17-5. Alton breaks the full-court pressure here. Got to Montgomery, and Montgomery's going to get fouled by Haley Larson. That's going to be number two on Haley. Haley Larson, and immediately Coach Denny Young gets up, going to send a sub into the ballgame. Well, Haley will come out with those two fouls, and Katie Pounders will check back in for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Alton inbounds it to Evan Montgomery. Under a minute to go in the first quarter, 30 seconds on the shot clock for Alton. Lady Comets work it to the left side for Mock. Mock going down in the corner to Montgomery. She dribbles out of traffic, feeds the ball out on top to Reese. Reese got inside to Willard. Willard drives across the lane, throws up a little baby hook shot, wouldn't go down. Mock with the long rebound. She steps in the lane, shoots off the back iron, no. And Katie Pounders on the rebound for Thayer. Lady Bobcats come the other way. Looking to get it to Tucker. Tucker with a three, and it's good. Tucker hits a three from the right wing. Thayer Lady Bobcats have hit four threes in the quarter, and now they steal the inbound pass. Lady Bobcats with that full court pressure. They get it to Tucker in the corner. Sets her feet for a three. That one's off the front iron. No good. Rebound taken by Alton. Here come the Lady Comets. 8 seconds to go in the first quarter. They get it down to Willard under the bucket. She misses the layup. Rebound comes down to Thayer. They push it out to Bowers. Long shot. Oh, wouldn't have counted if she made it because she traveled first. But anyway, our score at the end of one quarter of play. Thayer Lady Bobcats lead the Alton Lady Comets 20-5. We'll take a timeout and we'll be back with your second quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Strength, stability, a rock-solid community citizen. 25 years ago, Community First was a new local bank in West Plains doing things a little bit different, and their commitment has never wavered. All along, they've lived up to their name, consistently putting their customers and communities first, just as they will for many years to come. Community First.
Living up to our name. Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine, too.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, come see me, Andrew Ekman, in West Plains today.
Back at the Battle of the Border Tournament, our third place game in the girls' division. The Thayer Lady Bobcats are out to a 20-5 lead over the Alton Lady Comets at the end of one quarter play, and it's been the full court pressure by the Thayer Lady Bobcats using their length and their size And they've hit some shots tonight. They have hit 1, 2, 3, 4 three-pointers already in the game. That's more than they hit the entire game the other night in their loss to Highland. Well, Thayer shooting the ball well here this afternoon. Here's Tucker with a pass going to the high post to Pounders. Got it down to Bowers in the corner. Abby with a shot. No. Peterson with the rebound, but she was over the back of Evan Montgomery. And Peterson will be called for the foul. Now there's Shaylee Peterson. That'll be her first and the fourth team foul on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Alton's been called for two. And again, Thayer with that 2-2-1 press. Alton having a little trouble getting it in now. They finally dump it into Montgomery. Montgomery up the lane, Warren. She dribbles up across the timeline. Thayer hit through with a double team. She got rid of it to Mock. Mock floats the pass down in the corner to Montgomery. Nice step to the right, shoots and scores. That's a good play right there by Evan Montgomery. Made the catch, took a step to the right, shook the defense, and now Mock with a steal for Alton. Mock steals it in midcourt, gets double teamed right there, and finally got rid of it to Montgomery. Now to Allie Willard. Allie stepping in the lane. No, we're going to get a push on the Thayer Lady Bobcat defense. Nice play there by Allie Willard. Foul's going to be on Abby Bowers. That'll be number one on Abby this afternoon. Actually, they called it on number 14. I'm sorry, Shaylee Peterson. All right, so Peterson picks up her second. Alton off the inbound. We get the ball to Kinsey Smith. She shoots it. No good. Mock with a rebound. Dumps it over to Willard. Willard turns, shoots off the window. No. Gets her own rebound. Couldn't follow it. And she's going to get fouled on the shot. She'll go to the line and shoot two. That one will either be Donahue or Myers. And they're going to call it on Hadley Meyer, number 24. They were both there. Could have went either way. So Myers gets called for the foul. Willard will go to the free throw line, shoot the free throws. First one is up and no good for the big sophomore from Alton High School. 7 minutes to go, first half. 13-point Thayer Lady Bobcat lead. Second free throw is no good. Rebound, Hadley Meyer for the Thayer Lady Bobcat. They'll give it out to Bowers. Bowers running the floor, kicks it back out to Pounders, trailing the play. Gets it right back, gives over to Tucker. Tucker fakes the three, goes to the baseline. Little wraparound pass inside, taken by Donahue. She couldn't hang on, and the Alton Lady Comet defense comes out of there with it. And Thayer again pressuring the ball off the turnover. Alton gets up across the timeline to Kinsey Smith in the lane, shoots it. No, but she's fouled on the play, and she will go to the line and shoot two. Foul on the Thayer Lady Bobcats this time on number 23, Maddie Donahue. That'll be number two on Donahue. So Donahue with two, Larson with two, Bowers with one, and Peterson with two. And the first free throw for Kinsey Smith, and up, good. Kinsey gets on the board with her first point. Cuts the lead to 12, and Thayer making a substitution. Hillis will check into the ball game, and Donahue will come out with those two fouls. So Hillis is in for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Freshman, where's number 11? Second free throw is up and good for Kinsey Smith. She hits them both. And here come the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Alton, that little pressure. Alton almost gets a steal off of it. Mock had it go off her hands and out of bounds. They're trying to get it to Jocelyn Tucker. And we'll inbound it on the near side. Pounders looking the trigger. Got it into Bowers. Oh, and then Pounders stepped inbound. So a violation on the Lady Bobcats on the inbound. An inbound violation. Pounders started to throw it once and then stepped inbounds before she let go of the ball. Can't do that. Alton got it on the turnover. Got over to Warren in the right corner. Warren outside to Montgomery. Evan on the wing, back to Warren, dumping it to Willard. Willard makes the move with the left hand, shoots with the right off the window, no good. Warren got the rebound to Montgomery for three. That one's off the rim, no. And Mott comes flying in from nowhere. Got a hand on the rebound, but it couldn't hang on. It goes out of bounds, and Alton, again, full court pressure against the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Thayer has not scored here in the second quarter. They break the press this time with Hillis on the dribble drive. She goes all the way to the free throw line, passes it down the left corner. It's deflected by the defense, loose on the floor. Hillis gets tied up down there with Allie Willard. And, oh, Hillis had possession of the ball, and the Bobcats call a timeout. 20-9, our score. Thayer leads Alton with 6 minutes to go in the first half. The girls' division of the Battle of the Border Tournament at Mammoth Spring. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
The team at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine is focused on your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to care for the unexpected injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has 4 orthopedic doctors and 2 podiatrists on staff to care for your athletes. The Ozarks Healthcare team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and great sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as the OZH Orthopedics and Spine, please visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
And we're back here at the Battle of the Border Tournament. 6 minutes to go in the first half in the girls' third-place game. The Alton Lady Comets and the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And Thayer with a lead 20-9 with 6 minutes to go in the first half. Lady Bobcats inbound the ball, got it to Hadley Meyer. Meyer at the elbow, gives it up, gives it down back inside. Now to Hillis. Hillis going to Meyer, working against Willard. Can't get open for the shot. Feeds out to Hillis for three. That one's off the front iron, no good. And the rebound taken by Allie Willard for Alton. She'll get it out to Montgomery. Montgomery runs up the floor. Now to Mackenzie Smith down inside looking for Lainey Warren. And Lainey's going to be fouled by Hillis. Number 11 will be her first foul since she checked into the ballgame. And that'll be team foul number 8 on the Thayer Lady Bobcats already. And that'll put Alton at the line shooting to 1-1. Lainey Warren at the line. First one is up, bounces off the front rim, no good. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats come down with a rebound. Good board there by Hadley Meyer. Thayer working it. Got up to Tucker on the baseline, and she has it knocked away, and the loose ball picked up by Alton. Here come the Lady Comets. Oh, and Kinsey Smith trying to go around the defense on the sideline, step on the sideline. So Alton will turn it over here. And now Hillis comes out of the game for Thayer as Larson checks back in. Haley Larson had a big first quarter, 9 points in the quarter, then got a little foul trouble, picked up her second. The offense has gotten kind of stale without it. Here's Tucker. She'll take care of it, though. Tucker off the inbound for Thayer. Hits a three out of the left corner. Her second one of the game. She's got 6 points. And here come the Alton Lady Comets now down 23-9. They got the ball down inside to Willard. Shoots it too hard off the window. Rushed it a little bit. She didn't need to. And shot it too hard off the window, no good. Thayer with the rebound. Haley Larson brings it into the front court. Feeds over to Abby Bowers. Bowers goes right side to Pounders. Pounders back to Bowers on top. Now down low to Larson. Back outside, Tucker for three more. No, that one rattles off the rim. And the rebound is taken by Evan Montgomery down the corner. Her pass is stolen by Bowers, who saves it from out of bounds into Meyer. Meyer gives it to Tucker. Back over to Pounders. Pounders now to Larson on the baseline. Wide open from 14. She nails it. Haley Larson, 11 first half points, and Thayer again with a full court pressure. Lady Bobcats lead it by 16, and they almost took it away from Mackenzie Smith, and they do. Smith, Pounders stole it, got it to Bowers. Floater in the lane is no good, and the rebound is going to be taken by Montgomery, and Evans going to be fouled on the play. That may be on Bowers. That is. Abby Bowers' call for the foul will be her first of the afternoon, and Haley Larson comes back out of the game after hitting that shot. Haley Larson, 11 points here in the first half for Thayer. 4:23 to go in the half. Montgomery shooting the 1-1 on the other end, and Evan hits the free throw. Really a good free throw shooter, good player. Evan Montgomery, her third point of the afternoon. Looking for number 4 right here, and a free throw is up, and it is good. Montgomery with 4. And again, Alton full court pressure here, down by 14. Bobcats inbound the ball to Tucker. Tucker got it to Bowers. Bowers down the middle of the floor, now feeds it baseline to Meyer. Meyer steps left with a dribble drive, shoots no good. Bowers with a rebound, couldn't follow. Myers again, count it, and the foul. Hadley Meyer, the first 2 points of the afternoon. She'll go to the line and shoot for the 3-point play, and the foul's on Jaylee Reese, number 5, for the Alton Lady Comets, third team foul on the Lady Comets this afternoon. And Meyer trying to add to her point total. And free throw is up and good. Hadley Myers with 3 points on the afternoon. Saw Hadley and her mom at, we were out Christmas shopping last night. No, they didn't have my gift in the basket. All right, here come the, or at least they said they didn't. All right, there, Lady Bobcats, almost another steal in the full court pressure. The ball's gonna go out of bounds. It'll belong to Thayer Lady Bobcats. off the hands of Alton. So Thayer going to inbound it down under their own bucket. They hand it off in there to Pounders. Got it back to Haley Larson. And she lobs it down to Myers, who misses the shot. Rebound falling around. Myers got it. Put it up at the buzzer. That's the end of the shot clock. All right, so the shot clock violation. And the ball got up on the rim before the shot clock expired. And they blew the whistle to stop play. And that ball got up and hit the rim before the shot clock went off. And this is the thing. They're going to call it a jump ball and a possession to belong to the Alton Lady Comets. 28-11. Thayer looking to get a sub in here. Are they going to allow him to sub? They're not going to allow him to sub now. Now the other official says, okay, we'll allow you to sub. So Haley Larson comes out. Caden Hillis checks back in for the Lady Bobcats. A freshman seeing some playing time here on the varsity this afternoon, doing a good job. Alton Lady Comets working against the full court pressure. They get the ball down to Mock at the free throw line, dumps it off to Warren. She shoots and scores off the window. Lainey Warren, her first 2 points of the afternoon, and Alton still full court pressure. Thayer will inbound it to Hillis. She'll give it to Bauer. Debbie dribbles up to midcourt, a little hesitation, crossover dribble. Goes around the defense, feeds it to Hillis, back out to Bowers. Bauer back over to Hillis, wide open, shoots a three, and it's good! Caden Hillis, that is the fifth three-pointer of the first half for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And here's Thayer, almost a steal in the backcourt. Now Abby Bowers does get it, and it gets loose again on the floor. We get a held ball, and the possession will belong to the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And immediately, Coach Denny Young will get Haley Larson up off the bench, get her back in there on the offensive end, and Hillis will come out. Well, Thayer inbounded with 3:12 to go in the first half. Bowers inbounds to Pounders. Back to Bowers. Now in the corner to Tucker. Down to Meyer. Her turnaround jumper is good. Adley Meyer's got five. Thayer leads it now by 20. 33-13. Still the full court pressure. Alton will get it down the court. Got it to Mock in the corner for three. That one's no good. Tucker with a rebound. Looking on the lead pass. Pounders is down there. Got it to her for the reverse layup. Count it. And a foul. Katie Pounder, that's a beautiful feed from Tucker to Pounders with the layup. Fouls on, we'll check the number here in a moment. Thayer making a substitution, Larson out, Hillis back in. Fouls on Evan Montgomery. Will be her second for Alton. She'll leave the game. And Kenzie Smith, number 20, back in for the Lady Comets. 2:49 to go here in the first half. 35-13, Thayer Lady Bobcats with a lead. Katie Pounder's trying to finish the three-point play, and she misses the free throw on a rebound taken by the Alton Lady Comets. That was Callie Steele. Got it. Gives over to Mackenzie Smith. She'll get up the floor to Warren. Warren looking at a trailer. Got it to Mock. Mock now down to Reese for a 10-footer off the baseline. No. Warren with a rebound. Couldn't follow. And Katie Pounder's with another rebound for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. They quickly get it out to Bowers, the sophomore, working it from the point. Leads over to Pounders. Now Hillis, she'll try another one. That one's off the rim. Rebound, Meyer going back up, gets fouled. They're going to call the foul on the floor before the shot. Hadley Meyer came out of nowhere to get that rebound. Thayer will inbound the ball down under the bucket. Foul is on number 5, Jaylee Reese. That'll be foul number 2 on Jaylee. And here's Mock coming out of the game for Alton. And who checked in? Well, over here, Evan, who is number 4, has checked in, I think. Thayer inbounds it on the baseline. Got it to Bowers. Bowers will take it out to the top of the key. Gives to Tucker. Tucker forces it down inside to Hadley Meyer. Back outside to Pounders for three. That one's off the mark. Hillis had the rebound for Thayer and lost it out of bounds. So Alton will trigger it in here. By the way, Allie Willard checked back in for Alton. She had been on the bench there for a moment. And now Thayer with a steal on the full court presser. Bowers misses a layup. Rebound Katie Pounder. She gets tied up, and the held ball will belong to the Alton Lady Comets. Alton inbound with 2:02 to go in the first half. Down by 22, 35-13. Gonna have to hurry to get it in five. They did. Thayer pressure had been really good. And this time Alton breaks it. Got the ball up to Reese. Reese going all the way down to the side. Or Steele with, up with a shot. Steele with a shot. Callie Steele got loose. Hits the layup. Alton with a bucket. Thayer coming the other way. Jocelyn Tucker brings it across the timeline. Winged it to Abby Bowers on the left side. Now on the top to Pounders. Back to Tucker for three. That one's off the back of the rim. Rebound comes out long. Gets loose on the floor. And Abby Bowers has got it for Thayer. Lady Bobcats with a minute and a half to go. We're going to get a foul here as Bowers makes the move toward the bucket. Going to be fouled by Kinsey Smith, number 20. That'll be number two on Kinsey. And Haley Larson checking back in the game now for Thayer. And Caden Hillis will come out. Hillis giving Coach Denny Young some good varsity minutes this afternoon. And Alt make a substitution. Jaden Mock will check back in as Kinsey Smith will come out with those two fouls. Thayer inbound on the near sideline with a fresh 35. We've got a minute 33 to go in the first half. Thayer inbounds it. Got it down in the corner for Tucker. Drives within 8 feet of the bucket. Gives it outside to Pounders. Pounders back to Tucker in the middle. Back to Pounders. We'll try a three. That one is good. Katie Pounders with her first three-point shot of the afternoon. She's got 5 points in the game, and Thayer leads it now by 23. 38-15. And Thayer steals it with the full court press. Got it down to Bowers. Bowers to the cutter in the lane. That's Tucker. Right back out to Abby. Abby fakes the move to the baseline. Gives the ball now to Meyer. Meyer travel with it. Meyer, a little hesitation there before she put it on the floor, and she picked up the pivot foot. And Alton will trigger it in. Got it to Willard. Willard got it out to Steele. She races up across the timeline. Taking it down to right side all the way. The bucket and scores. Callie Steele. Some good quality minutes for Coach Stephanie Miller of the Alton Lady Comets. She scored 4 points here. And we're down to 42 seconds to go in the first half. Thayer with the ball. Got it to Abby Bowers just outside the lane. Steps into the lane. Challenges Willard. Shoots it. No good. Rebound volleyed around and controlled by Lainey Warren for Alton. Lady Comets racing up the floor. Jaden Mock bounces it to Willard. Willard around the defense with a lay-in. First 2 points of the afternoon for Allie Willard. And it makes it 38-19 with 17 seconds to go in the first half. Thayer working. No shot clock here. Bowers goes to the free throw line. Didn't take the shot. Feeds it back outside. Down to 7 seconds to go. Ball goes to Haley Larson. Bounces down inside to Meyer for the lay-in. Another beautiful pass by Haley Larson, who is really playing well here this afternoon. 40-19, our scores. The buzzer sounds to Thayer Lady Bobcats with a 21-point lead over the Alton Lady Comets. We're going to take a timeout. We'll be back in just 2 minutes with your halftime report brought to you by Community First Banking Company of West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. You're listening to Thayer Lady Bobcat, Alton Lady Comet Basketball on the Ecom Sports Network.
FNBC Community Bankers are proud to partner with K-Country 95 for the annual Hunger Hero campaign. Now through December 23rd, you can drop off non-perishable items at FNBC's Mammoth Spring office and help support those in need in our own community. All items collected during the Hunger Hero campaign will be donated to Oregon County and Mammoth Spring food pantries. Please join FNBC this year as we help our neighbors in need throughout the holidays.
You and FNBC, better together, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
If you're a small business owner, you know what you mean to your customers. You're the local pro, a neighborhood problem solver, a person in their community they know will treat them right. State Farm agent Scott Cecil is no different. Scott runs a small business in Southern Missouri too, and he's perfectly positioned to understand your needs and help you protect your small business. Stop in or talk with State Farm agent Scott Cecil for small business insurance today.
I'm April Wozdyke with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate. I'm honest, dependable, and ready to work for you. Wanting to sell? I'm your woman. Need to buy? I'm your woman. Give me an opportunity to work for you in Missouri or Arkansas. Call or text me, April Wozdyke, at 870-710-8090. The woman to call for all your real estate needs.
Office number 417-264-7000. Each office independently owned and operated.
Are you ready for lunch or dinner? How about the Pizza Inn of Thayer? They're open 11 to 8 Sunday through Thursday and 11 to 9 on Friday and Saturday. Lunch buffet through the week and all-day buffet on the weekend. Don't forget about Wacky Wednesday from 4 to 6 p.m. Medium one topping for just $10, tax included. Call for their daily specials. Have you tried the new cheese-filled pretzel crust? Ridiculous. Delicious. Dine in, carry out, or delivery. 417-264-3800 or pizzainn.com. Pizza Inn of Thayer, where they outpan pizza the hut.
Back here at the Battle of the Border tournament, the third place game in the girls division. And at the half, the Thayer Lady Bobcats lead it by a score of 40-19. Thayer and both teams got out to a slow start tonight. I know you'll find it hard to believe if you weren't with us early. 4.5 minutes went by in the first quarter, and neither team had scored, and Thayer just exploded. They threw on the full court press, and they got a steal and another steal and hit a couple of threes, and then all of a sudden, at the end of the first quarter, Thayer led 20-5. And neither team scored for over half of the first quarter, and then they scored 25 points combined in the final 3.5 minutes. So the Thayer Lady Bobcat offense just really took off. And then the second quarter, more of the same for the Alton Lady Comets. They're just having trouble hitting shots when they get them, and they're having a lot of trouble handling the full court pressure of the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And that's the thing about Thayer. They're so long, and they're pretty tall out there. I mean, Abby Bowers out there on that press at about 5'9", 5'10", whatever she is. Myers out there, at about 5'10", 5'11", and the others. And the length and then the size of the Lady Bobcats giving the Alton guards, just giving them fits out there on the full court press. And the Lady Bobcats have converted some more steals into points in the second quarter. They scored 20 second quarter points. Alton scored 14, and Thayer leads it by 21 here at the half. 40-19 is our score. But there's a long ways to go, a whole another half of basketball in this one. All right, before we take another break, I want to say thanks to some of the boosters helping to bring you the ball game this afternoon. They include Allen Supported Living in Thayer, Thayer Fitness and Nutrition, Thayer Ready Mix, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman in Thayer, and West Plains. The Thayer Walmart Store, Don's Auto Service and Tire Center of West Plains, Missouri Farm Bureau agent Zach Barton in Thayer and Alton, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service of Thayer, and Legacy Auto Body Incorporated in Thayer. Thayer Lady Bobcats making their way back out onto the court here. Alton Lady Comets will be coming out soon, and we'll take another break. All right, again, it's halftime of the girls' third place game in the Battle of the Border tournament at Mammoth Spring. Thayer leads it 40-19 over Alton. We'll take a timeout, back in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Let's face it, the last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Stephanie, Missy, Howley, Lisa, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Steve Airey knows what it takes to be a winner. That's why he chose Solomon Cornelius and his team of experienced agents.
How you're treated matters. If there's one thing I know, you can count on Corn. Monarch Realty, 417-469-2869 or 417-264-2330.
Banks make a lot of claims. Competitive loan rates, high yield on CDs, money market accounts, checking with interest, and good service. Sure, Alton Bank and Branch Bank at Birch Tree is right there among everyone. But one thing separates this full-service banking facility from the rest. It's their personal touch and attention. Personal customer service is their goal. Maybe you need to stop in to talk to one of their many loan officers. Or call them. A real person will answer the phone every time. Alton Bank and Branch Bank at Birch Tree. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it most is to see Alton Gun and Pawn. They're located on West 160 across from Harps and Alton. They've got a great selection of guns in stock, ammo, tools, electronics, and jewelry. You can buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver and turn that into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. Their phone number is 417-778-6677.
And back in the Battle of the Border tournament, the third place game in the girls' division, Thayer Lady Bobcats with a halftime lead over the Alton Lady Comets by a score of 40-19. Let's take a look at our first half scoring. First up for the Alton Lady Comets, they're led by Evan Montgomery with 4 points, 4 for Callie Steele off the bench, a 3 for Jaden Mock, 2 for Kinsey Smith, 2 for Jaylee Reese, 2 for Lainey Warren, and 2 for Allie Willard. For the Thayer Lady Bobcats, they're led by Haley Larson. Haley with 11 in the first half, including a 3-pointer. 7 points for Hadley Meyer, all of those in the paint, and a free throw. Jocelyn Tucker has six as she hit a pair of threes in the first half. A three-pointer and 5 points for Katie Pounders. A three and 5 points for Abby Bowers. And a three for Maddie Donahue. Again, Thayer Lady Bobcats lead it 40-19 here at the intermission. We will have four games for you today, including this one here from the Battle of the Border tournament. And I know I've had a number of texts today and people asking, no, we will not be able to bring you the Thayer Bobcat game this evening from Harrison due to our commitments here in the championship games of the Battle of the Border tournament. But good luck to the Thayer Bobcats as they head out to play the Harrison Goblins over at North Arkansas Community College. And if the guys are listening on the bus right now, they may be headed that way, or if they're listening on the radio. Guys, they're not really goblins, all right? They just call them that. So don't be scared and go over there and bring a victory back for the Thayer Bobcats. And again, our halftime score here, 40-19. Thayer Lady Bobcats with a lead over the Alton Lady Comets. We're going to take a timeout. We'll be back in just 2 minutes with more of your halftime show brought to you by Community First Banking Company. We'll be back in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for home sweet home. We're for condos, Tudors, single wides, and studios. We're for ranches, houseboats, two stories or 20. Red cedar, bluebirds, white squirrels, black walnuts, whatever's out your back door, we're for that. We're for watching the sun rise over the Mississippi and set over the Missouri. We're for kicking off your heels in a high rise or hanging up your hat in the bootio. And if you have a home in Missouri, we have a policy for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
The countdown to Christmas is on at Monty's Outdoors. Find continued savings on outdoor, athletic, and camo clothing. Buy one, get one 50% off. Also, buy one, get one 50% off on all Hook and Columbia hats. That's right, buy one, get one 50% on all clothing and hats. Shop great gift ideas like Costa sunglasses, smart wool socks, and Yeti tumblers. Find case and outdoor edge knives, Hog optics, and Fox Pro game calls. Gifts for everyone abound at Monty's Outdoors. Gift cards available. Merry Christmas.
When the show matters, the feed matters. Kent Show Feeds understands that champions come from progressive genetics, daily work and training, and the right animal nutrition. Kent Show Feeds can help you get the winning edge with our specially formulated products for proper animal growth and development, topped off with that show ring-ready, fresh, healthy look that grabs the judge's attention. Whatever you show, Kent Show Feeds can help your animal look its best come showtime. Kent, quality animal nutrition that you can trust, guaranteed.
See Mills Feed in Alton, your Kent Feed dealer.
We all love things that are free, like the free gift you receive when you open a free checking account, business or personal, at West Plains Bank and Trust Company. You can even score free gifts for your family and friends if you refer them and they open free checking accounts. Plus, earn a free gift for yourself each time your referrals open an account. Visit us in West Plains, Mountain View, or Willow Springs for more information and find out for yourself why customers leave as friends. West Plains Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC.
And back here at the Battle of the Border tournament, just a couple of minutes till we get things started in the second half. And if you weren't with us early, I want to say congratulations to the Viola Lady Longhorns. They won the Constellation Trophy today in the girls' division. They defeated Hillcrest 59-34. And also congratulations to the Couch Indians. They were winners in the men's consolation. The Couch Indians defeated Koshkonong 76-67. So Couch wins the men's consolation. We're in the third place game here of the girls division. Thayer and Alton were at the half. And Thayer with a lead 40-19. The men's third place game will be up next. They'll be the Alton Comets against the Viola Longhorns. And then the championship round tonight beginning at about 4:30. We're actually running a little bit ahead of schedule right now. But the 4:30 game today, will be the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears and the Highland Lady Rebels. Boy, that's going to be a dandy, folks. If you're not doing anything, you need to come out and watch that one. And I think the championship game is going to be a really good one tonight, too. The Mammoth Spring Bears and the Highland Rebels. Folks, it's just a good way to spend a Saturday evening enjoying some great high school basketball. And here at the Mammoth Spring High School Gym. And by the way, just got word that apparently the Thayer Bobcats are listening on the way over to Harrison. So, yeah, go get them, guys. Bring that win back from Harrison. And there's the buzzer. We're getting ready for the second half. Let's take one more time out. You're listening to the Halftime Show brought to you by Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Can you say hand-dipped ice cream? That's what you'll find every day and a whole lot more at the Alton Quick Connection. Sure, they have 24-hour pay-at-the-pump fuel, a laundromat, and daily breakfast and lunch specials. After all, Alton Quick Connection earned a good reputation with you in mind. Fuel, food, and good service. They have it all every day at Alton Quick Connection. Don't forget their happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 daily on any 32-ounce fountain drink. The Alton Quick Connection. Comet proud.
We're back and underway in the Thayer Lady Bobcats. A little wheel play, and they got Abby Bowers wide open for a layup, and she hit it. So Thayer, first 2 points of the second half to Abby Bowers, the sophomore. Thayer with the full court pressure. There's a deflection in the front court, and ball's going to go out of bounds off the hands of Hadley Meyer and the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And Thayer continuing to play the full 90 feet here on this Saturday afternoon. Alton will inbound it down under the bucket. It'll be up to Montgomery, triggers it into Mock. Wide open, didn't take the three, got it to Warren. Warren bounces it down to Willard. Willard with a left-hand move around the defense, couldn't finish the shot. And Hadley Meyer yanks down another rebound for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Alton pulls things back, they'll sit in the zone. And actually gonna play man-to-man here. Here's Bowers, leaves the pass off for Bowers. Bowers goes to Pounder, or excuse me, to Donahue, top of the key. Thayer running a wheel play here. Wow, we haven't seen that. Here's Larson, wasn't open in the lane. Pounders will give it back outside for Bowers. 10 seconds now on the play clock. Abby Bowers going in the paint. Kicks it down to Meyer. High arching shot over Willard is up and no good. And a rebound taken by Evan Montgomery. Here come the Alton Lady Comets. Got it up to Warren. Warren will back it out at the wing. Give it to Williams on the left side. She'll take it to the right side on the dribble. Feed in the corner to Mock. She'll fire the three-pointer, and that one is no good. And a rebound will be taken by Meyer, but she came down with it out of bounds. Meyer went to run down the loose ball, and Hads had a foot on the inline. So it'll be Alton ball here. They'll inbound down under their own bucket. 35 seconds, fresh 35 on the play clock. Ball comes in to Warren. Warren dumps it down to Willard. Again, moving to her left, misses the shot. Rebound to Abby Bowers. Bowers got it to Larson. Larson attacks the basket and scores. Haley Larson, big afternoon with 13 points already in the game. Alton breaks the full court press. Well, they almost broke the full court press. The pass to the sideline is going to be knocked away and out of bounds by Maddie Donahue. The Thayer continuing to play 90 feet. Alton will inbound it here. 27 on the shot clock as they get it inbound. Got it to Warren. Warren to Mock at the high post. Looking for a screen. Couldn't find one. Gets to Willard. She'll shoot a 15-footer. No good. And it's Donahue down with a rebound. And here come the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Bowers pushes up the Pounders. In the corner to Larson. Larson back to Bowers. Looking out top. Makes a move toward the bucket. And Thayer going back into that wheel. Got it to Pounders on the left side. Pounders gives it to Bowers, taking it around the perimeter, around the three-point line. She gets bumped by Kinsey Smith. And that's going to be foul number, it's going to be number three on Kinsey. Kinsey Smith picks up her third for Alton. And she will come out of there. Number three, Callie Steele will check in for the Lady Comets. Lady Bobcats will inbound. Maddie Donahue will trigger it in. Got to Bowers, right back to Donahue. Oh, and she... She didn't get all the way in bounds before Bowers gave her the ball back. So Thayer turns it over. And again, that 2-2-1 zone press. Evan in the backcourt got it to Steele. Steele got up across the timeline to Warren. Warren dribbles up the three-point line, hesitates, goes to the bucket, shoots a 10-footer, no good. And a rebound taken by Alton's Jaden Mock. And then she gets fouled by, I believe, well, they called it on 15, called it on Katie Pounders. Well, Pounders call for the foul. I didn't even see Katie in there, but she was. And she'll come out of the game now after committing the foul. And who checked in? Jocelyn Tucker will check back in for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. All of them bounced the ball down under the bucket. Got it to Tucker to, Mock. And Mock's shot is partially blocked. Loose ball picked up by Thayer. Larson trying to feed it up to Tucker, and it's too far in front. It'll go out of bounds. It'll be Alton Lady Comet basketball. 5.5 minutes to go in the third. Thayer leads it 44-19. Alton has yet to score here in the third quarter. And they get a crawl across the timeline. Got it over to Laney Warren. Warren holds it on the wing. Swings it cross court to Mock. Jaden thought about the three, doesn't take it as Tucker jumps out on it. Now she'll give it top of the key to Montgomery. Evan runs it to the left side to Warren, back outside to Steele. Down to 12 seconds on the shot clock. Warren's got it back on the left. Feeds it out top to Montgomery. Penetrates into the circle. Got it down to Mock. 5 seconds on the shot clock. And there's Evan Montgomery with the pass from Mock. Shoots no good. Rebound taken by Jaden Mock. And in she traveled with the basketball. Well, the Alton Lady Comets will turn it over. And in that Thayer Lady Bobcat defense, giving them fits. And here come the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Bowers trying to swing it down in the left corner, and the ball goes off the hands of Jocelyn Tucker out of bounds. I don't think Jocelyn was quite expecting that pass to come to her. Substitution now. Tucker will come out, and Katie Pounders will go in. Coach Denny Young wanting to talk to Jocelyn says, nice job, but got to have an eye on that ball all the time. Alton breaks the full court press. Got the ball down to Warren. Warren feeds it to Montgomery for three. Off the rim. No good. Boy, that one looked good from here. So Evan, looks like she's starting to get tuned in here. Just missed that one. Thayer got the rebound. The Lady Bobcats with the ball. Thayer's outscored Alton 4-0 here in the first 3 minutes and change of this quarter. Here's Bowers going to the rack. Is going to get fouled as she goes for the shot. Abby Bowers going to be fouled by... going to be fouled by Willard. Allie Willard, that'll be the first of the afternoon on Allie. And it'll send Abby Bowers to the free throw line to shoot the two-shot foul. Abby was 7 points in the first half, and she hits the free throw. Abby was 5 points in the first half. She scored three here. Hadley Meyer checks out of the game now for Thayer as Peterson will check back in. That is Shaylee Peterson. And Bowers hits the second free throw. She's got 9 in the game. And again, Alton working against the Lady Bobcat press. They get it up across the timeline to Willard. Oh, she drops it. It gets loose on the floor. And Donahue comes out of there with it for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Got to Peterson. Peterson gives to Abby Bowers, and the Thayer Lady Bobcats will bring it up with 4 minutes to go in the third. Abby goes to the top of the key, feeds it on the left side wing to Pounders. Pounders now to Donahue. Maddie looking to drive the baseline. Going to get cut off, but a foul going to be called. It'll be a blocking foul on Evan Montgomery, and that's number 3 on Evan Montgomery for the Alton Lady Comets. She'll stay in there. 3:51 to go in the third. Thayer inbounds the ball to Pounders. Gives it to Donahue. Now Peterson down low. Ball's knocked away by the defense. Picked up by the Lady Bobcats. Back out to Bowers. She'll reset the offense from the top of the key with 25 to go on the shot clock. Little clear out for Bowers. She goes down the right side of the lane. Gives it out to Peterson. Shoots a 15-footer. That's no good. And the rebound off the hands of the Thayer Lady Bobcats going out of bounds. Substitution here for Alton. Looks like Jaylee Reese will check in as Evan Montgomery will go to the bench with those three fouls. So Alton come against the full court pressure. Got it to Laney Warren. Laney got the ball up across the timeline to Reese. Reese now double team, got rid of it to Warren. Warren turns, goes toward the basket. Lobs it down to Willard for the lay-in. That's exactly how you draw that one up if you're a coach. Good execution by the Alton Lady Comets for the easy bucket for Willard. Now Thayer with the ball on the offensive end. It's going to go out of bounds off the hands of Maddie Donahue. Donahue trying to make a move to the bucket down the baseline, dribbled it off her foot, and it goes out of bounds. Substitution now. Peterson back in as Donahue will come to the Lady Bobcat bench. 3:09 to go in the third quarter. Thayer with a big lead. 25 points, and now almost a steal again in full court pressure. But Alton breaks it. Now it's stolen by Meyer. Meyer took it away from Willard. She got it down to Bowers. Bowers under the bucket, misses the shot. Rebound, Myers back up and in. Hadley Myers with 9 this afternoon, and Thayer leads it now by 27. Biggest lead of the game. And Alton again coming against the full court pressure. We're going to get a whistle and a foul call. Coach Denny Young was signaling travel. But they're going to call a foul on Peterson. Peterson going to be called for the push. Peterson and Bowers were there with the double team. And now Alton will inbound the ball with 2:43 to go in the third, bring it into the front court. Ball goes left side for Jaylee Reese. Reese dribbles out to the top, swings it left side to Warren. Warren down to Allie Willard, misses the shot, and Peterson down with the rebound. The freshman's played well tonight for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Here to give the Pounders. Pounders got it to Bowers. Bowers to Peterson. Up, count it, and a foul. Peterson with her first bucket of the game and a foul on Allie Willard of the Alton Lady Comets will be Allie's second. And going to the free throw line to try and finish the three-point play is Shaylee Peterson, freshman for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. That one's up off the back rim, no good. The rebound is taken by the Lady Comets. Here they come. Mock with it in the backcourt. Got it way up the floor. Now inside to Willard. Shoots it high off the window. It's good, and a foul. Going to be whistled. I believe they got Hadley Meyer for that one. And yes, it is. Number 24, Myers, picks up her second foul. Allie Willard with the buckets got six now, four and a quarter. And she'll go the free throw line, shoot for the three-point play. Got to get her team a little closer, and the free throw is up and good. Willard's got seven. And it's a 26-point Thayer Lady Bobcat lead as the Lady Cats bring it up the floor. 2:09 to go in the third quarter. Bowers gets a little clear out top, takes the ball to the elbow, gives it out to Pounders for three. That one is no good. The rebound comes out long, and the Lady Comets have got it. And almost a steal by Larson. Alton trying to make a long pass with it. And it's one of the issues this afternoon, a lot of long passes. The Lady Bobcats have been quick enough to get there and pick him off. Mock will trigger it in. And got it in to Steele up to Willard at midcourt. Willard will get it across the timeline to Mock. Mock going to the basket, feeds it down inside to Warren. Warren off the Steele, 10-foot jumper, is up no good. And a rebound taken by Hadley Meyer. Meyer is going to get pushed on the rebound. Number 23 for Alton, Jaden Mock, going to be called for the foul. Will be her first of the afternoon. Remember, the boys' third place game coming up right after this one. Alton Comets and the Viola Longhorns. That'll be a good one. Minute 38 to go in the third quarter. Thayer with the lead and the ball. Larson holds it out between the top of the key and midcourt. Thayer setting the offense with 20 seconds to go on the shot clock. A minute 26 to go in the game clock. Here's Bowers looking to step into the lane with a dribble drive. Kicks it back out around the horn to Larson. Three more. No, that one's off the mark. And we're going to get a foul on the rebound on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Foul on the rebound. It'll be a push, and I think they may have got Meyer. No, they got number 14. That is Peterson. And that is the fourth on Shaylee Peterson today. Alton inbounds against pressure. Mock works it up the floor. Long lead pass ahead for Jaylee Reese. She'll back it back out. Alton gets back into the offense from the left side wing. Jaden Mock holds it there. Feeds it in the corner to Willard. She'll shoot a three ball. That one rattles the rim. No good. The rebound is controlled, and we got a held ball. There were four players all had a hold of that basketball, two on each team. And the held ball will belong to the Alton Lady Comets with 58 seconds to go in the third quarter. Fair Lady Bobcats making some substitutions here. Tucker's back in. Alton inbounds the ball in the blocks to Willard on the inbound play. She gives it up, gets it right back, spins left in the lane, shoots, no good, and Hadley Meyer down the rebound. By the way, Donahue back in the game for the Lady Bobcats. Thayer got it up to Tucker. Tucker driving to the bucket. Pulls up with a shot, no good. Meyer got the rebound, goes back up, misses it. But she's fouled, and she'll go to the line and will shoot two. Foul may have been on Willard. No, they call it on, I believe, number five, Jaylee Reese. Yes, it was. That'll be number three on Jaylee this afternoon. At the free throw line, Hadley Meyer, the sophomore from Thayer. First one is up and good. Well, Meyer's now in double figures with 10. Larson's got 13 to lead the way this afternoon. Hadley Meyer's for their 10th, shooting for number 11. And it is good. Not only is her 11th point, it's the 12th point. Thayer Lady Bobcats have scored here in the third quarter. We're down to 42 seconds to go. Alton has only scored five. Lady Comets break the full court press again. Now a pass going into the lane. Got it to Willard. Dribble drive down the left side and scores. Allie Willard now with nine to lead the Alton Lady Comets. And seven of those have come in the third quarter. Matter of fact, she has scored all of Alton's points here in the third quarter. Thayer with it, working it in the half court offense. Looking to go to the cutter in the lane. That is Donahue. She gets tied up. And it's going to be a hold on the Lady Comets. Number 23, Jaden Mock. Foul on Mock will be her second of the afternoon. And it looks like Caden Hillis getting ready to check back in for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Maddie Donahue going to be at the line shooting free throws here. And Abby Bauer is going to get a little rest on the sideline for the final 12 seconds of the third quarter. as Caden Hillis, the freshman, will check in for the Lady Bobcats. Free throw, first one is up and good for Donahue. Maddie with her first point of the second half. She's got four in the game, hit a three early. And another one for the senior, a four-year starter for the Thayer Lady Bobcats, is up and good. Donahue with five. And Thayer still at a full court pressure. Alton with it. Warren in the backcourt. She falls down. That'll be a travel. Lost her balance. I mean, the Lady Bobcats, Haley Larson and Caden Hillis were all over her. I mean, right in her hip pocket. And forced the turnover. So Thayer didn't bound it with 7 seconds to go. Got it to Larson. Larson in the corner out to Pounder. Now on top to Tucker. Tucker down the right side of the lane. Challenges Willard with a shot. No good. And that's the end of our third quarter. 54-26, Thayer Lady Bobcats with a lead over the Alton Lady Comets. We'll be back with your fourth quarter in a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Banks make a lot of claims. Competitive loan rates, high yield on CDs, money market accounts, checking with interest, and good service. Sure, Alton Bank and Branch Bank of Birch Tree is right there among everyone. But one thing separates this full-service banking facility from the rest. It's their personal touch and attention. Personal customer service is their goal. Maybe you need to stop in to talk to one of their many loan officers or call them. A real person will answer the phone every time. Alton Bank and Branch Bank of Birch Tree, member FDIC and equal health. Lender.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it most is to see Alton Gun and Pawn. They're located on West 160 across from Harps and Alton. They've got a great selection of guns in stock, ammo, tools, electronics, and jewelry. You can buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver and turn that into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. Their phone number is 417-778-6677.
And hear the buzzer. We are back here set for our fourth quarter. The first of four games for you here from the Battle of the Border tournament. Thayer Lady Bobcats have played well this afternoon. They lead 54-26 over the Alton Lady Comets as we head to the fourth quarter. Our next game will be the boys' third place game, or the men's third place game, between the Alton Comet boys and the Viola Longhorns. All right, 54-26 again is your score. Thayer will open the fourth quarter with the basketball. It'll be Tucker, Donahue, Bowers, Larson, and Myers to start the fourth quarter here for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Alton going with Montgomery, Mock, Smith, Warren, and Willard. So both teams with the starters out there with the exception of Tucker out there for Thayer. Here goes Abby Bowers all the way to the bucket for the Lady Bobcats. A high arching shot. He is no good. And rebound taken by Alton. Lady Comets coming. They'll push it up to Kinsey Smith. Kinsey fires a jumper up from just outside the lane. It's no good. And a rebound taken by Hadley Myers. Myers had a monster day on the boards today in addition to scoring 11 points. Thayer with it. Abby Bowers working it out top. Down the right side of the lane. Will feed it in the corner to Myers. Myers a dribble drive to the free throw line. Gives it to Tucker. Challenges Willard, and Willard blocks the shot. And the loose ball picked up by Evan Montgomery for Alton. Come the Lady Comets. Got it to Mock. Mock stepped into the lane. Myers covers her up. She gives it out to Montgomery for three, and it's good. Evan Montgomery wide open, nails to three. Her first of the afternoon. She's got 7 points in the ballgame. And here come the Thayer Lady Bobcats. 6:48 to go. Bowers, a little one-on-one move. Got the ball down inside to Larson. Outside to Tucker for three. Bingo. Jocelyn Tucker with her third three-pointer of the afternoon. She's got 9 in the game. Thayer leads it now 57-29. Still in the full court pressure. Ball goes up to Montgomery. Got it to Kinsey Smith streaking down the baseline for the lay-in. First field goal of the afternoon for Kinsey. She's got 4 points. That was 6 minutes and change to go. Thayer back in the half-court offense. 25 on the shot clock. They get to Donahue, cutting through the lane. Gets it outside. Tucker squares up another three. Bingo! Jocelyn Tucker with 12. She's hit 4 threes, and Thayer steals it on the inbound. That is Larson going to the hole. Misses the shot, but she's fouled. And she'll go to the free throw line and shoot two. By the way, Thayer shooting the 1-1 regardless. Foul is on. That may have been Montgomery. Yes, it is. That's Evan's fourth of the game. So Montgomery with 4 fouls for the Alton Lady Comets. And a free throw on the way for Haley Larson is good. Haley with 14 this afternoon to lead 3 Lady Bobcats in double figures. And with 6 minutes to go, Evan Montgomery checks out of the game with those four fouls. Number three will go in her place, Callie Steele. Second free throw for Larson. The senior is up and no good. Meyer with the offensive rebound. Couldn't follow it in. And Mock got it. She loses the handle. We got a loose ball on the court. There was a shove by Mock. And we get a timeout call while the Alton Lady Comets. Wow. Mock just sent a Thayer Lady Bobcat flying across the floor. No foul call. But Coach Stephanie Miller, with her player had the possession, calls the timeout. So we're in a timeout, 61-31. Thayer leads it over the Alton Lady Comets. We'll be back to the Battle of the Border tournament in just 30 seconds on the Econ.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains. Worried about your trade-in value this Christmas vacation?
It was an ugly car anyways.
No problem. We're paying top dollar for your trade.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevy Buick and GMC.
Get great buys and something real nice, Clark.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
And we're back here at the Mammoth Spring High School Gym, the Battle of the Border tournament. Thayer Lady Bobcats with the lead. Alton Lady Comets with the basketball. I get it to Kinsey Smith, top of the key. Feeds over to Warren on the right side wing. Warren looking for somebody open to get rid of it to. Does. Long cross-court pass taken by Mock. Mock, nice move down the baseline. Gets free and shoots the layup and scores. Jaden Mock now with 5 points. And Thayer breaks the Alton press. Larson lobbing it down inside to Meyer. Turns. Misses a shot. That one was bothered by Willard. Now we get a crash and a foul going to be called. As Mock goes down hard on the side, she is fouled by number 23, Maddie Donahue. Be foul number three on Donahue. 5 minutes to go. Mercy rule is in effect. Thayer with the lead. And we're playing under the running clock here. 5 minutes to go in the game. Thayer Lady Bobcats look like they're going to win the third place trophy. Alton at the offensive side, lobbing it down inside. Oh, we're going to get a whistle and a foul. Willard went up for the shot. It was blocked by Meyer, and Hadley's going to be called for the foul. Hadley thought she got that one clean. And it'll send Allie Willard back to the free throw line for the Alton Lady Comets. Allie looking for her 10th point of the afternoon. The free throw is up and no good. And Thayer Lady Bobcats getting ready to make substitutions. We're going to get a wholesale change here. Looks like everybody's going to be going in here in a moment. Second free throw for Willard is no good. Rebound is off the hands of the Thayer Lady Bobcats, and it'll belong to the Alton Lady Comets with 4 minutes to go in the ballgame. Alton inbound. They get it in the corner to Mock. Mock outside, and now top of the key for Warren. Warren back to Mock, trying to drive inside. Bounce passes it into Willard. Willard turns, shoots with the left hand, and it's good. That's a nice shot right there by Allie Willard, shooting it up with the left hand. She's got 11 points in the game. Thayer breaks the full court press. Bowers feeds up to Meyer. Meyer sees it open. He's a bucket, trying to go in there. And passes back out to Maddie Donahue. Donahue back to Tucker. 3:36 to play in the game. Thayer with 17 on the shot clock. We'll give it to Bowers. Bowers now to Larson. Larson handles it out between the circles. 11 to go. Larson moves off the screen, hands it to Bowers. Bowers looks at the shot clock, feeds it down to Meyer. Meyer going around the defense, shoots. No, but she's fouled. Fouled on the play. She'll go to the line and shoot two. Foul's going to be on Allie Willard. Willard wears number 24. Hadley Meyer wears number 24. And they've been going at it all afternoon long. And fun to watch. Second free throw is up, or the first free throw for Hadley Meyer is on the way and rattles it home. Meyer's with 12 this afternoon. Now Thayer making the substitutions. Caden Hillis is in. Number four, Allie Curley is in. Number 22, Jacelyn Donahue in. And Riley Pierce, number two, into the game for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Second free throw for Myers, no good, but a rebound comes out long. It's going to go off the hands of Thayer and out of bounds. Now Hadley will leave the floor. And Savannah Wheeler will check into the game for the Thayer Lady Bobcats, number 44. So Coach Denny Young able to empty the bench this afternoon with 2:24 to go. Thayer leading 62-35. Alton with it. They'll dump it into Willard. Willard, turnaround jumper. It's good, and she's fouled. Willard will hit the jumper, give her 13 in the game. She'll be fouled by, I believe, that's going to go on Wheeler. number 44. Yes, it is. On 44, Savannah Wheeler called for the foul. Her first, obviously. More substitutions. Number 21 checks in for Alton, Kaylee Latham. And here comes Hillis out of the game. Fair with another sub going in. Who was it? We'll have to wait and see. Willard. Willard hits the free throw to complete the three-point play. Allie will finish with 14 as she comes out. And the Fair Lady Bobcats working it up the floor. Riley Pierce with it in the backcourt. Dribbled away from the defense. Got it across the timeline for Donahue. And then she traveled with it. Jacelyn Donahue traveled with the basketball. And we're down to a minute 21 to go in the game. Trying to catch all the numbers here. We got number 30 in there for Thayer. Meyer. That's one of the other Myers. Okay. End of the ball game for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Number 30. With a minute to go, Alton working around the perimeter. They go to number 25, Emma Trantham. She kicks it back out. Shot is up by Steele. No good. Rebound volleyed out of bounds and control. Oh, it didn't go out of bounds. Riley Pierce with the save. Thayer working it up out of the backcourt. Here's almost a steal by Montgomery. Now she does take it. Goes all the way to the hole. Misses the layup. And a rebound will come down in the corner for the Lady Comets. And now a takeaway. Nice play there by Allie Curley. Took it away. Feeds it up to Pierce on the right side wing. Pierce dribbles toward the free throw circle. Dumps it off to Jacelyn Donahue. And a nice baseline cut by Curley. Couldn't finish the shot. And a rebound taken by Alton with 20 seconds to go. And Evan Montgomery spins away at the defense. Feeds it down low. Shot is up. No good by Reese. Rebound to the Fair Lady Bobcats. Donahue got it. That is Jacelyn Donahue. Gives out to Pierce. With 4 seconds to go, Fair can just run out the clock. Pierce holds it. And there's the buzzer. 62-38 is your final. The Fair Lady Bobcats have beaten the Alton Lady Comets and will win the third place trophy here in the Battle of the Border tournament for 2022. Again, the senior girls division goes to the Fair Lady Bobcats in the third place game. Final score again, 62-38. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back to